For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. COVID-19 was the third leading cause of death in Montana in 2020, according to state data. Over 1,500 people in the state have died due to the illness since the beginning of the pandemic over a year ago. Many of those who lost loved ones haven't been able to grieve together. But with the weather warming up and health guidelines easing, people are finding ways to mourn in public.
Okay, good. Just a reminder why we're here today.
A little more than 10 people and one dog gathered outside of the Billings First United Methodist Church to plant a tree. They came to remember those who have died in the past year and recognize the work of healthcare and essential workers.
I feel this is important because we were not able to really say goodbye and mourn the way we're used to.
Rena Booker's mother died last year.
And it was just because of the isolation as much as anything. She was 97, and we couldn't even be with her in those last moments, and so that was hard.
Today we lift Rosalie Shirley.
Reverend Patrick Lewis read the names of 17 congregants who passed away in the last year.
I come to the garden alone.
Over the sounds of nearby road construction, congregation members sang and prayed together before Lewis lowered the tree into its hole. Each person helped plant the sapling, some moving soil with a shovel, others letting a handful of dirt fall ceremoniously. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends creating memories or rituals like planting a tree as ways to process grief. The CDC also endorses connecting with other people and asking for help, difficult tasks during social distancing. Lewis has similar advice for those who have lost a loved one.
Let people know how bad you're hurting and express your feelings. Don't just keep them in. It's okay. And it's really natural for us to move through a time of mourning, grief, and loss.
In every silence, singing word and melody.
For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.